Some rural residents could be restricted to a lot less alcohol per month if bills in Juneau pass the legislature. The bills deal with alcohol limits in Bethel, Kotzebue, and a few other damp communities in the state, communities that do not have liquor stores but are allowed to ship in a limited amount of alcohol. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
The language in the two bills is the same, but one is Senate Bill 85 and the other is House Bill 91. They're both requested by the governor through the Rules Committee. The bills would reduce the amount of distilled spirits allowed by 75% and wine and malt beverages by 50%. Currently in Bethel, residents can ship in 10.5 liters of hard liquor per month. The bills propose to reduce that limit to 3 liters. Likewise, residents could possess 16 bottles of wine per month, down from 32. The beer would be cut in half also, from 6 gallons down to 3 gallons, or what's a little more than 2.5 cases. Besides increasing alcohol limits, the bills would also increase penalties for bootleggers and those illegally selling alcohol to minors. Both Bethel-area lawmakers, Senator Lyman Hoffman and Representative Bob Herron, say they would not support this bill as written if it came up for a vote today. Hoffman, who represents most of Southwest Alaska, says there are some good things behind the bill.
I think the thrust behind it, or the intentions are good, to try to alleviate alcohol abuse in rural areas of the state, since alcohol is the major contributor to violent crimes, and I'd say 90% of the crimes in Bush, Alaska.
However, he says putting more limits on the amount of booze residents can possess will not necessarily solve the problem. He says current monthly alcohol limits exist for a reason.
When people order alcohol, they order it in convenient sizes and in packages so they don't have to be broken apart. And that does not mean that that individual is going to consume that amount in the 30 days. On a monthly basis, I don't think that there's a need to change the quantities that individuals can order. They may order 2 or 3 times a year.
Representative Bob Herron agrees that parts of the bill seem okay, but he also does not agree with reducing the amount of alcohol that damp communities can get. He says his office has heard from some disgruntled residents.
Bethel has chosen to be a damp community since 1973. And sure, we've tweaked with the law and tweaked with local option, but the community has been doing this for a long time. And for someone outside our community, without talking to the legislators, without talking to the community, this is thrown on a damp community. And so a few people, understandably, are a little miffed by that.
The bills also propose to increase penalties for bootleggers. It would make first-time offenders of felony bootlegging do some prison time. In addition, the bills would also adopt a civil fine for a licensee whose employees sell to minors. Currently, the employees get charged with a Class A misdemeanor if they sell or serve alcohol to minors, but nothing happens to the business where the sale happened. The new bills would fine the business $1,000 if an employee sells to a minor for the second time. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.